Perfect by 8-Bit Skeleton. Fandom, Stray Kids. Read by Pieces of Stars. It has to be perfect. Chris wants it to be perfect. Felix deserves that much, at least. He's his other half, his second soul, and he is aching to make it official. He's had the ring for only a week, but he's aching to present it to Felix, to get down on one knee and look the other man in the eyes as he asks a question which he hopes Felix will say yes to. Will you marry me? Even the thought of it has Chris excited and nervous, a deadly combination. He turns the ring in his hands, examining how it shines. A simple silver band with a single inlaid diamond. Not too flashy, he thinks. Just the perfect amount of shine. He turns it again, feeling butterflies in his stomach. It's not that he thinks Felix will say no, will reject him or tell him to go away forever. It's that it needs to be perfect. Flowers and doves and a soft candlelit dinner. Maybe he slips the ring into Felix's glass. Maybe he has it set on their dessert. Something fancy. Something unexpected. He's already researched the fanciest restaurants in their neighborhood and beyond, but he thinks maybe driving an hour for dinner is a stretch even for them. He's researched Dove rentals and flower shops, which do giant bouquets. He's even researched boats. Maybe he'll do it on a boat. This is what people do, right? When they propose, it has to be a big blowout bash, and the pictures have to be beyond Instagram worthy. That's what people do about these things. Shit, that reminds him. He has to research photographers. He wonders if Hyunjin will do it, or maybe Seungmin if Hyunjin's busy. The door to their bedroom opens. Chris feels his heart drop into his stomach. Felix isn't supposed to be home for another hour at least. He's supposed to be out with Jisung. What happened with... he tries to ask. In his haste to put the ring back in its box as he speaks, he fumbles it. It clinks on the ground, rolling on the wood noisily as it comes to stop right at Felix's feet. The room is silent. For a long moment, Chris swallows hard, studying Felix's face, registering his wide eyes, dazed and shocked, which stare down at his feet, at the ring. Jisung had to stay home with Chungbin, Felix murmurs. Food poisoning or something? He kneels down, picks up the ring, stands. Is this for me? It takes a second before Chris can make another sound, too caught up in how perfect the silver looks against Felix's skin. Yeah, I was going to... he chuckles nervously. You weren't supposed to know about it yet. Felix looks up at him. The breathless smile he gives is blinding, so wide that Chris can only see a sliver of his eyes past his lashes. He laughs, bright and lovely, a sound which makes Chris smile even despite his situation.
I can't believe you,
Felix says, moving to the dresser.
Was I not supposed to try and propose?
No. Felix spares him a glance, opening his sock drawer and rifling through it.
I just can't believe you've done this.
What do you mean? Felix turns back to him. A red velvet box in his hands. Chris feels his heart jump into his throat.
I mean that I've been trying to figure out how to give you this for 3 months now.
Chris chokes on air.
3 months?
I could never find the right time or think of the right words, just that... he opens the box. The ring is a matte black with a barely visible braided design etched onto it. I love you. And I know I love you, and want to spend the rest of forever with you, and
That's all I have. He laughs, shakes his head. 3 months. That's my speech.
It's perfect, Chris murmurs, standing to meet Felix halfway.
Yes, I say yes, I feel the same way. God, Felix, I...
He can't finish his thought. Felix kisses him happily, emphatically. So happy, Chris feels himself getting drunk on it. After a long press of their lips, Felix giggles, breaking their kiss. Chris smiles, too.
Gets cheeky as he asks, Do I have to ask you? Do you want me on one knee?
Maybe.
Felix giggles again.
But my answer is still yes. Yes, 1,000 times. 1,001. Yes, I will marry you.
It's Chris's turn to giggle, pressing his smile into Felix's mouth again, feeling how their happiness bleeds together. It's perfect like this, he thinks. Perfect as they are. No more fanfare needed. The end.